Hello, my sweet lunatics. This is Nanda from Nanda Yogini Arts. Back to Nanda Yogini podcast. Now exploring the moon. It's our Over the Moon series. This is going to be maybe almost like a bedtime story. And just letting you know that the crazy sounds in the background, of course, are made by myself. And I hope they are like moon sounds for you. They pretty much resemble the moon for me, or they bring moon memories. Today I want to introduce you one of the moon tales. I will bring up some of them, and it's a nice opportunity to talk a little bit about her magic. Well, we are all familiar with the moon powers. How adaptable. How flexible. How water-like the moon is. And this way all of us are as well. Because we are part moon ourselves as well. We are part feminine even. If we recognize ourselves as male or however we recognize ourselves, we're also feminine and we have feminine energy. It's artistic, fluid energy. Comes from the moon. So this story today is brief. And like the moon, it shines light. But it also shows darkness. Trying to hide. It's a myth from the Indonesian island of Java. And this myth tells us how Nawan Wulan, what a beautiful name, Nawan Wulan, one of the moon goddesses, one of the moon energies or myths, stories. Wow. this myth, it says that she came to Earth to bathe in a lake. How gorgeous. How moon-like. And a man stole her cloak of swan's feathers. So she could no longer fly back up into the sky. Of course, he was in love with her. So that way she stayed on Earth and married him. Now when Wulan used her magic powers then to feed the household every day with just a single grain of rice. When her husband discovered her secret, she lost her magic power and had to gather the pond rice every day like all other people around. However, she did find her swan feather cloak and used it to return to the sky. She stayed there then at night. But used to spend the daylight hours on Earth with her husband and daughter. Is this story, this myth. And how much of the moon qualities it brings us. With the moon bathing in a lake, and again, moon and water inseparable. Romance and love, how can we separate the moon from romance and love? The man fall in love with the moon, finding a way to keep her and the earth part that the moon loses her powers when the husband discovers her secret. How the feminine is full of secrets, inner world. And how it's important to keep your secrets. The secrets of your inner world. Your power. And even having the conditions to live back in the sky. Where she belongs to. Where she honors her love and spends the daylight hours on earth with him and her family, her daughter, reminding us that the moon rules Cancer as zodiac sign that is very romantic. Family-oriented and very sweet, in a way, emotional zodiac sign. And it's water sign. This tale is a gift. Nourishment and a very sweet and powerful reminder. I hope it does the same with you. Beautiful feminine energy and pausing to observe to breathe and to be. Thank you so much for listening today. I'll be back soon.